food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
When my son's school put a salad bar into the lunchroom, the kids just flocked to it. It was a huge hit. And believe me, I felt so great knowing that my son was eating fresh vegetables and fruit every day. It was made a big, big difference in my mental health and his mental and physical health. So there you go. But with us, we have the founder of Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools with us. It's Chef Ann Cooper. She's known as the Renegade Lunch Lady, and we love it when she's in our kitchen. Chef Ann, I want to know what motivated you, and I'm so glad it did, but what made you want to start the Let's Move Salad Bars to School program?
Well, first I want to say that it's not my program alone. It originally started, Let's Move Salad Bar to Schools, had its birth in a program called the Great American Salad Bar Project, which was a project between the Whole Foods Market and my foundation, the Chef Ann Foundation. It morphed into Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools, which is the collaboration of the Chef Ann Foundation, the Whole Kids Foundation, United Fresh Foundation, and the National Fruit and Veggie Alliance. And we work in collaboration with Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign. And the reason we started this is we all felt really strongly, and I certainly felt really strongly, that getting kids to eat fresh fruits and vegetables was really important, and that the number one thing a school could do in that vein was to give kids choices on salad bars. So we've raised over $10 million in 4 years, donated over 4,000 salad bars, and have over 2 million kids eating off of salad bars during the school year, which, of course, we're a little premature of that, but over 2 million kids a day eating fresh fruits and vegetables from salad bars because of this program. It's just an amazing program that I'm really proud of.
I love this program, and thanks to all of you for putting it together. When kids have a choice, and they're colorful choices, it's amazing how you start seeing them grow and develop and decide, ooh, maybe I'll try that, and I'll have a little of that. And they just become, the word we like to use, that I know you use religiously, is engaged in choices, and it gives them the power. So what do you typically find in one of your salad bars?
Well, our salad bars in Boulder Valley School District are just chock full of fresh seasonal vegetables. So when we open schools the week of the 20th of August, we're going to see tomatoes and cucumbers and fresh corn and peppers and carrots. We might have some early broccoli. We might have some potatoes. So we have all kinds of fresh fruits and vegetables. As well, on our salad bars, we always have plant-based protein, animal-based protein, so kids can really make a whole meal. And then, of course, different kinds of lettuce or spinach or kale, things like that. So they're just really wonderful. And, in fact, the kids really like it. I mean, they can eat an entire meal off the salad bar. It's delicious. It's beautiful. It looks good, it tastes good, and from a school district point of view, it can help meet all of the new Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act fruit and veggie guidelines.
That's fantastic, and it's teaching them a skill for life. Again, you know, being able to pick and choose and how to set up their own salad and make sure they're getting different colors in there, and then their protein, their plant-based protein, their animal-based protein. That's fantastic. I looked on the map. I just love the map that you have on the website that has all the little dots on across America where the salad bars are. But if I have a child on a school that does not currently have a salad bar, what can I do to make sure that they have a salad bar soon?
So what parents can do, what you can do, is go to your school food service director. This is not usually a school-based decision. It's often a district-based decision, but schools could actually apply on their own. But usually it's district-based, and talk to the food service director about applying. Application is really easy. We're gearing up to give away lots more salad bars. We usually give away a few hundred at around the end of the calendar year. So we're giving them away all summer, and then we've got more money coming in. And so please, you know, anyone out there listening, get your school to apply for a salad bar at saladbarstoschools.org. And we give away, you know, 1,000 salad bars a year on average. So this is just such an important program. We really want to see a salad bar in every school in America.
Well, I want to say that as well. 1,000 coming in, it's just exciting. But there are thousands more, as you pointed out. But I think moms are kind of wondering, or anybody who's listening, are they really a success? Because we do know, we have heard feedback that kids are throwing away some fresh fruits and vegetables. And so help us out in understanding how this grows into being a successful program.
So we actually have had an evaluation done that shows success, and it was done by an outside evaluative company, evaluation company. But here's what we know. We see kids every single day eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables off of salad bars, but we have to educate them. It's like anything else. So we have signage. All of it's customizable and downloadable from the Lunchbox website that have signs that say, eat what you take, take what you eat. There are signs that show what a complete salad is. It shows how much of a portion fruit and vegetable you have to take. And you have to work with the kids. So if you want the kids to take the right amount of food and eat what they take and not waste, then you have to set up educational systems like our Rainbow Days. And there's a full manual on the Lunchbox website that really showcases how to set up Rainbow Days and how to get kids to try new items and how to get kids to portion correctly. So, you know, it's something we have to do. It's part of the educational process. But once you spend some time educating the kids, they really do respond. And we have salad bars for our kids pre-K through 12.
Wow. That was actually my next question, is if they are across all grades. I think there is such a taboo about, you know, do you serve salad to elementary school age kids? So you have. Tell us about that. How was that process?
It's fine. You know, at the beginning of every school year, we spend a little time getting the kids to go through the salad bar. The first 2 weeks with the little kids can be a little, you know, a little more intensive than it needs to be later on. But what we do in a lot of our schools is have the kindergarten kids come in and be paired up with fourth grade mentors at the end of the year before, and we have them come in and have lunch. We're now doing pre-K lunches as well, so we start the kids off even at a younger age. And, yeah, it takes a little more time and attention in the beginning, but, you know, it doesn't take long for the kids to figure it out. I mean, we've got kids growing up going to grocery stores with hot bars and salad bars, and so they see their parents, and often the parents let them serve themselves at self-serve bars.
Wow, so many things are resonating in my mind. I'm hoping all the listeners are saying, wow, let's get involved with this. Let's move salad bars to schools. Every school can have one. This is a program you've put together that every school can have one. So again, remind everybody what it is they need, the first step they need to take to begin the process to get salad bars into their schools.
So the very first thing that parents need to do is work with either the school principal or the food service director and have them apply. The application has to come from the school itself, so we need to get an application. It's really easy. You go to www.saladbars2schools.org and apply. It's a really easy application. And then that's it. Then you apply and you get in the queue for us to donate a salad bar to you.
Well, that's super easy. There's no reason every principal shouldn't be going to that website tomorrow and checking it out, right? So I hope that parents, especially parents involved in PTAs out there that are listening today, make that a year project for you guys. Include that in your agenda and discuss it with everybody in school and get everybody on board and apply, because everyone is going to gain from this. Kids eating salad at school are going to be eating salad at home too. Thank you so much, Chef Ann, for everything you've done and continue to do for our children. Remember, that's chefannfoundation.org. And you can listen to us always on RadioMD.com for last episodes that you may have missed. Remember to always eat well and stay well.